Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, this is Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 71st episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you are joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important information so that you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We are here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, so plan on joining us each and every week. Special guest lined up for us next week, and I hope you will be able to join us for next week's show. Let's start out by a quote. The name of the show is, the name of the show is Retraining Your Nervous System for Relaxation. So I'd like to bring a quote. Don't stress, do your best, and forget the rest. And this is attributed to skatequote.com. I really like this quote. There's another one that came up, and I was deciding between the two. And this one says, the best cure for the body is a quiet mind. And this comes to us from Napoleon Bonaparte, a long, ancient quote. Anyway, one of the things that we're going to talk about today, or several of the things that we're going to talk about today, have to do with relaxation. We've talked about the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system being the fight, flight, or freeze. The parasympathetic nervous system being the relaxation response. And when I teach at the college, I teach people this autogenic training. When I work with clients, I send them autogenic training. Sometimes in my voice, sometimes as a script. It really depends on what their preference is. But I got an update from Norm Shelian on his mailing list. Might be helpful to share. So I'd like to introduce Dr. C. Norman Shelian. He has made healing his life's work. He is a neurosurgeon, and he left conventional medicine to practice and teach the world about self-healing. His biography would take up the entire time of the show, so I'll simply say this. Dr. Shelian is one of the most practical and knowledgeable people that I know. And I was reading his newsletter, and it's information that I've known, and I've known for years and years, but it just sometimes the person that's reading it today is not the person that knew it 10 years ago. So even I can get new or information that's the same, but my nervous system treats it as brand new information. So what would it take for you to begin a regular practice of self-care? First of all, let's explore what is autogenic training. I first learned about autogenic training from Dr. Shelian. And he said, for over 100 years, this concept of self-regulation has been scientifically studied. Beginning in 1912, Dr. Johannes H. Schultz developed a self-hypnosis approach called autogenic training. Sometimes this is also known as basic Schultz. He talks about a lot of the scientific references, and today there are over 17,000 references because Schultz demonstrated effectively that 80% of stress illnesses could be successfully managed with autogenic training. Students, athletes, and business people became more successful when they used autogenic training. Now, back in the early 1970s, Dr. Elmer Green, he's known as the father of biofeedback, and he introduced biofeedback training. He used feedback of EEG, which is electroencephalogram, temperature, and EMG to assist patients with overcoming a wide variety of chronic illnesses, beginning with migraine. So you migraine sufferers out there, let's take note. This might be a very effective thing for you to begin doing right away to manage some of your migraine issues. Migraines are stress headaches, and the more practice you can get at self-care and self-regulation, the chances are great the fewer migraines you will have, the less duration that you will have, and hopefully you might be able to eliminate migraines altogether. That was actually my experience with the migraines that I used to have. So Dr. Sheely studied with Elmer Green, and they actually studied with a whole lot of well-known healers. And they started processing things in different ways. And Dr. Sheely stepped away from just simple autogenic training and developed what he calls biogenic training. And he says this is shown to be of great benefit in thousands of patients with chronic pain and depression. So he worked with Elmer Green to include some basic biofeedback approaches, as well as learning some different exercises. And you can begin to control sensation and muscle tension, as well as releasing some past traumas. Dr. Sheely also studied with Ronald Melzack and Patrick Wall on the gate control theory of pain. And they were very effective in showing that if you can interrupt the pain message using various techniques, either physical, mental, or spiritual, or emotional, you can shift pain messages and have a different experience. So autogenic training is self-regulation and relaxation, and it's a very simple script. So if we come back to the four self-healing skills, autogenic training would work well with your belly breathing, drinking enough water, awareness, and being in the present moment. So the autogenic training that I've worked with most successfully is on the in-breath. My hands on the out-breath are warm. In-breath, my feet on the out-breath are warm 5 times. On the in-breath, my hands on the out-breath are relaxed 5 times. On the in-breath, my feet on the out-breath are relaxed 5 times. Then it's my hands are warm and relaxed. My feet are warm and relaxed. My hands and feet are warm and relaxed. And you just keep breathing this, and then my arms and legs are heavy and relaxed. My heartbeat is calm and very regular. Breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet and still. Now, because this is a recording, I would suggest that you stop the recording, go back, and write down what I've just said. And part of your statement is set on the in-breath, like my hands, my arms, my heartbeat, my breathing. And part of it is said with your out-breath. I have found this to be one of the most successful things to help with my sleep apnea and my sleep experience as well. I use this when I go to bed at night because one of the things that happens in my brain is that my brain stays on red alert throughout the night, and it doesn't seem to want to send relaxation signals to my body. So when I lay down, the more relaxed I can get before I go to sleep, the better the sleep experience that I have. Come into a couple of questions like, what is autogenic training? I think I've explained that. Autogenic training is self-regulating of your nervous system. What's the difference between autogenic training and autogenic training and biogenics. Well, again, Norm Shealy kind of takes this whole body, whole mind approach, and he takes autogenic training and he expands it into some of what the four self-healing skills are. So in biogenics, and this is developed by Dr. Norm Shealy, the first thing he says is be here now. Stay in present time. Be here now. Stay in present time. Belief in biofeedback. Belief in self-biofeedback. This is one of the most challenging things that I find for people to understand and get. They named our nervous system the autonomic nervous system, implying that it was automatic. And for a very long time, conventional medicine said, you can't do anything. It does whatever it wants to do. It's kind of like the non-compliant child. And there's nothing you can do about it. Well, that is so not true. And if you still have the belief that you can't self-regulate your nervous system, that's pretty outdated. And I'd like for you to take a look at that belief and change it for the positive that it is your nervous system. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It does what you ask it to do. And it does what you ask it to do as quickly as it possibly can. And unless you have a lot of other beliefs standing in the way, your nervous system will react instantaneously to what you've asked it to do. Now, the catch here, or the issue that might not be easily managed by you is overcoming some of those beliefs. Because if you have lived your life thinking that you don't have any influence over your nervous system, and you're now beginning to understand that you can, this is a big change, and you might have a lot of hidden and subconscious beliefs that prevent you from fully embracing self-regulation of your nervous system. So Norm's second thing is belief in self-biofeedback. Do you believe it? Well, one easy way to do this is to raise your right hand. You think the thought, raise my right hand, and you say, I'm going to raise my right hand, and you actually raise your right hand. Well, all of that was self-regulation of your nervous system. Okay, when you're driving a car and you get in and you turn on the key, it's all self-regulation of the nervous system. Now, some of these habits are habituated so that you don't have to think which muscles to relax and which muscles to tighten. Or, for instance, today when I was driving in and a car pulled out right in front of me, I don't have to think about slamming on my brakes. My nervous system has been trained and self-regulated to keep me safe. So when I'm driving and my nervous system does what it's been trained to do. It jumps into the fray and it takes care of me by slamming on the brakes. Okay? Same thing with this autogenic training. You can actually train yourself to relax, and it becomes more and more easy, and it becomes more and more habituated. And then his next comment in his biogenics is relaxation. There's over a dozen different techniques of relaxation. And we'll get into a couple of them when we come back for break. Please remember that the audio of the self-report, or sorry, of the free report for Calm Moms is no longer available. It might become available in the future, but for right now, that is not an offer, that is not a bonus that is readily available to you. We'll be back right after the break and talk about how do I know what will work. Then what is the difference between this training and random kindness? I kind of like bringing in a curveball here. And what is progressive relaxation? Well, how does it get any better than this? We'll be right back.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain, and this is important for moms and their children, have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited-time offer. So act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us through the commercial. We're coming back to how will I know it will work? And one of the challenges that I had when I was starting this out was I just simply did not know what relaxation felt like. And we have the world's or the nation's largest outdoor hot springs pool here in Glenwood Springs. And I was down at the pool, and I was resting my head on a little ledge, and I just let my body float. And I felt the sun on my face and the coolness of a breeze, and I was just really breathing and feeling my body. And after a while, my body just kind of went, oh, okay, so this is what relaxation is. Now, the mind doesn't know the difference between something real and something imagined. So when I start my autogenic training and I do some of this self-biofeedback, I imagine myself on the edge of the pool with my body just floating on top of the water. It's a little bit easier in the hot springs pool because the water has a greater density, I think. And just remembering that point where everything just went, and I knew I was relaxed. So Norm talks about over a dozen techniques. There are so many things you can do to relax. You can talk to the body and mind, maybe using organ-specific phrases like, my intestines are calm and absorbing all the nutrition my body needs. It's how you talk to the nervous system. You talk in words. And the nervous system will translate that into chemicals and peptides, electrical information, magnetic information. And this energetic information is and vibrational is flooded throughout mind-body instantaneously. So there's also a technique called progressive relaxation. Tense and then relax. And Norm says this was shown by Edmund Jacobson to help 80% of patients with chronic diseases. Love it. And the statement behind this is learning not to dislike the problems in your body. Love it. So why did I kind of pop in this? What's the relationship between this autogenic training and random kindness? I was invited to an event on Facebook that said 24 hours of random acts of kindness events. And this is one of the things that helps your body feel really. 2016 random acts of kindness events is May 19th, which is today. And there's nothing to attend. There's no cost. You just simply pledge to perform a random act of kindness sometime during the day. What should you do? Well, let's join in the energy. Let's join in the vast worldwide energy of random acts of kindness, just feeling good all over the place. And when I feel good and I feel like I've done something, a random act of kindness, then my body feels good. And if I savor this, if I sit with it and appreciate it and just say, I didn't expect anything back in return, I just did this random act of kindness. One of the things that I did that doesn't seem like a random act of kindness at all, but it still resulted in me feeling really good, is that I got some flowers for Mother's Day, and they came in this big cardboard delivery box with a lot of paper in it. And I like to recycle. And so I went by the store that delivered the flowers, and it's a nice little flower mart here in Glenwood Springs. And I know the people in there, and they know me. And I went in and I said, I'd just like to bring this back to you because I have a sense that you can reuse it. And the woman there said, absolutely. And how are you doing today? And she actually mistook me for my sister. But it was so nice to walk in the store and just experience the feel-goodness of giving something to somebody, expecting nothing in return. And it's not a big deal. It was a cardboard box. The value is probably less than a dollar. But I realized that I'm helping them out. They can reuse. I'm not actually recycling it in the sense of putting it in the landfill. I'm giving it back to the people who use it the most so that they can use it again. That random act of kindness may not seem like much, but for my nervous system, it pays big energetic dividends. So that, what's the relationship between this autogenic training and this random act of kindness? Sometimes during my breath can feel that sense of walking into a store where I know people, they know me, I'm just bringing them something that they can reuse, that can be reused, and it just feels really good. And I can remember that when I'm doing my autogenic training at night. You know, my heart feels good. My heart feels expansive. My heart felt really good during that random act of kindness. And just remember that emotional state and bring it back. So what is, the next question is, what is progressive relaxation? This is interesting because I find that it's a little bit of a challenge for me. I think my muscles tend to stay very tense anyway. So I haven't found this to work the best for me, but you might like it. You might enjoy it. So the progressive relaxation, as mentioned a little bit earlier, is tense and relax. So you hold your hand really, really tight, and then you relax it. And you hold your forearm really, really tight, and then you relax it. You start with the extremities, holding them really tight, and then relaxing them, and progressively moving up to the core of your body. And as I said, I think my muscles are pretty tight anyway, so tightening them for me is not the most feel-good of these exercises. There are some that I really enjoy more. Loving it, learning not to dislike the problems in your body. A lot of times when you have an issue such as chronic pain or a chronic illness or an autoimmune disorder, one of the things that we tend to do, because pain puts us in the sympathetic nervous system. Now walk with me through this. Pain puts us in the sympathetic nervous system. In the sympathetic nervous system, we feel pain more. In the sympathetic nervous system are two choices that are mainly our choices, are fight or flight. So we may fight against our body instead of loving it and accepting it, even if it appears that it has a huge problem. Or we begin to, we say, if I could just get rid of the pain for 2 minutes, if I could just feel good for 2 minutes and feel better, and in other words, kind of flight from a part of you.
you might be angry at, say, your pancreas for having diabetes. And you might say, well, I'll just do the insulin and I won't love my pancreas anymore because it's betrayed me. Those types of dynamics are not at all helpful for healing. And they could actually make the condition exacerbate and get worse. So progressive relaxation, loving yourself, loving the condition, keeping it integrated. Now, Norm has a whole lot more in this email, and I'm going to make this a two-part. I thought I could be able to get over the whole thing in one session, in one radio show. It's simply not going to happen. So I'd like for you to stay tuned to part two of retraining your nervous system for relaxation. It's hard for me to believe that a half hour has gone by because there was just so much fun and so many good things happening in here. I'd like to come back to another relaxation quote. And this comes to us from Leonardo da Vinci. Every now and then, go away. Have a little relaxation. For when you come back to your work, your judgment will be sure. And then the one that I like for the humor is the squirrel kind of holding out his hands, going, relax, we're all crazy. It's not a competition. Relax. So that's all for today's show. Let's see, what is my favorite success quote? Well, I'm going to come back to this quote from Leonardo da Vinci. Every now and then, go away. Have a little relaxation. For when you come back to your work, your judgment will be surer. What's a tool that I use every day? Well, of course, you're going to guess it. It's autogenic training. I do my arms are relaxed, my hands are relaxed, all of those. I rarely get past my hands are relaxed and my feet are relaxed before I drift off into sleep in a state of peace and calm relaxation. And I also, just as a hint, sleep has a high trigger point for me. So I just say I'm going to deeply relax each night and wake up feeling rested and refreshed. What am I going to do for fun? Well, I got to see my grandson not too long ago, and I think I'm going to be able to see him again this weekend. I picked my older son up, and we had some time together and moved a boat and did some other things, and it was really nice to do this work in tandem with him because we really do have a good routine going, and it's not our first rodeo doing stuff like this, so we get together and we have a really good time. I just thank you all for listening. I appreciate everyone who comes on and appreciates the show. This might also be considered one of my random acts of kindness for today. I'm going to look for another one because how does it get any better than this? I can random act of kindness my way through the rest of the day. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week, and we look forward to you joining us next week for person we're going to interview, and the week beyond that, retraining your nervous system for relaxation, part two. Have a great week.